I'm not sure that the other answer is on the tape. You said if he's with regard to sick caddy stomach, right?
Yes, if he vomits or throws up, he should get stomach.
Yeah, it might mean that he has what?
Appendicitis.
And how did you used to refer to colds? He took cold or?
Excuse me, don't you go out with that cold. Just close the door until you get your cold. Just close the door.
Did he catch cold or take cold or how?
I believe they use the word catch cold. Come on in, don't you catch a cold? I believe that's the word they use.
And if they did and it affected their throat, you'd say he's getting
a sore throat and.
And he sounds as if he's.
Has croup.
Or if he loses his voice.
His voice.
And if he brings up a lot of material.
He flings, he may have pneumonia.
And that makes him. Makes him what a lot?
Cough.
His cough. Mm-hmm. And if the throat is so sore that he can't.
Boy, you better close it though.
That he can't get food down, you say, well, he can hardly
swallow.
And did you use anything for malaria? Any kind of medicine?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, malaria fever, if somebody was really quite sick during the fever and the bedclothes would get all wet, you'd say, well, he certainly a lot.
Sweated
mm-hmm. a lot. And to move from that morbid thing to death, and then we'll get on to something more cheerful, would you tell me more about the event of dying, what terms would people use to express it? Would they come right out and say he died, or were there more gentle ways of saying it?
Well, I think they tried to do it by using the more gentle words, by maybe saying he passed away.
Mm-hmm. If they didn't like him, they'd say, well, I hear old such and such, what?
The old Tom died.
He
ought to have been dead a long time ago.
See, and the box that they put them in was called
a coffin.
And the family might show their grief by dressing in black, and mm-hmm. they would be in what?
They were mourning, and they wore black for a long time. This is real. I mean, when I was a girl, if a member of a family died, say if a mother died and she had grown daughters, they wore black for a good long time, and if a woman's husband died, she wore black 6 months. Mm. Everywhere she went, she wore that black dress, and the people said she was in mourning mm-hmm. for her husband.
And she would then be known as a what?
A widow. Mm.
And the ceremony would be called a...
A funeral.
Funeral. Mm-hmm. You ever call it a burying?
Well, yes. A good long time ago, that's really what it was, because in the wintertime, the rural churches didn't have sufficient heat, and they would just take those bodies to the cemetery and bury them, and maybe when spring came, they'd go to the church and preach the funeral.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember several funerals where they buried the body in the winter. They preached the funeral in May.
That's interesting.
April or May.
Mm-hmm. And some characteristics of people. If somebody is
very muscular, a young man turns out to be very muscular, you say, well, he's turning out to be very what?
Husky.
Husky. And so on the other hand, if somebody's not so strong and he works hard all day, he says at the end of the day, I am really...